Have you joined me on Substack yet? Substack is a platform for writers and readers who love to interact with one another. It even allows you to create your own newsletter as well. I created the Living in Pursuit newsletter to help you guys navigate your journey in pursuit. If you would like to support my newsletter and receive occasional emails from me, emails talking about my life, my current experiences, my wisdom, the thoughts, and everything that just come to me on a daily basis, go ahead and click the link in my show notes and sign up today. Substack is totally free, but if you would like to support my entrepreneurial endeavors as a writer, go ahead and upsell to the paid monthly subscription. Paid subscribers receive weekly live sessions and a private group chat where we all can communicate and chat with one another. Go ahead and sign up by going to Substack, downloading the app, and following the Living in Pursuit publication for the newsletter. See you guys there. Now let's get back to the episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl. I don't know what to call myself. Y'all, I said Andrea, but I'm just stuck. Okay? I am just stuck with Drea K. I'm stuck with Drea K. I don't know. I don't know what to call myself. I'm going to have to pray. This really, like, shouldn't be a thing, but I have been so used to calling myself Drea K that if I go on the internet and, like, search up Drea K, all of my stuff comes up. Like, everything. Music, Substack, YouTube, TikTok, everything comes up, right? But as I'm trying to, like, change my name, it ain't nothing coming up. So it's like, okay, do I keep Drea K as, like, a branding thing? Like, I don't know. Y'all, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. I'm just, look, it's either Andrea or Drea K, okay? Either way, y'all know what it is. Y'all know who I am, okay? Today's episode is coming straight out of a place of, do I love myself for real? Do I love me for real? Do I love God for real? Do I love myself? Do I know myself? Do I know God for real when I'm not pursuing something? This whole time, and if y'all hear some noise, this cat is in here and he's wanting me to rub on him. But I'm sitting here asking this question because when, and this is something that I've always struggled with. You all probably have heard me say this and explain this and talk about this throughout the years on this podcast, but one of my the main, okay, like, let's not even act like we saved all the way. Like, let's be serious here. Let's not even act like we are 100% healed, because we are not. And one thing about the healing journey, you would feel like you have gotten, you know, to a certain place. You would feel like you've reached a milestone. You would have felt like, you know, you've gotten over something, or that you've dealt with a particular thing, right? And then you get triggered weeks later, months later, years later, and you're like, dang, that's still there? Yeah, because we are not 100% cured. We are not 100% healed. So my main problem has been the insecurity of not having a career, or not having, like, stability in my pursuits, like, in my careers, right? If you've been around, you know, this girl done had a business, Cultivated Strategies, where I help businesses and entrepreneurs, small business owners, with their marketing and branding and video production and things like that. Living in Pursuit coaching business, where I help people with mindset renewal and emotional intelligence and transformation in Christ, coming from, you know, one place to the other, just getting you through that journey, that process. And, you know, that has been my coaching. And then my singing, my music career, it was like, I know y'all have heard me talk about some businesses, right? Y'all have heard me talk about some pursuits, right? But when I am not pursuing something, I don't know who I am. When I am not actively pursuing something, when I am not actively, like, being productive in my pursuits, I literally feel like I am not unworthy, but it just, it feels empty, right? it feels empty, and it feels, you know, it gives you this sense of like feeling lost. You know what I'm saying? You see other people, you know, established in their careers and doing their thing and this and this and that, right? Everybody around you seems like, you know, well, everybody else got it all figured out but you. And that has been a real, like, deep-rooted insecurity that I've had for years, even in my 20s when I was, like, literally trying to figure it out. But as I'm coming into my 30s, I am still finding that this insecurity keeps coming to the surface, right? And so when I'm living in pursuit, when I'm in pursuit of music or business or coaching or whatever the case may be, whatever new thing that God shows me, right, I feel this sense of worth. I feel this sense of like, yeah, I finally got it. Like, I finally got it going on. I finally got it figured out. And then something would happen. I'd either lose the job, have to quit the job, you know, move out the apartment, this and that. Like, something would happen to where my pursuits will completely stop. And as I've just been sitting here with me and the Lord in my thoughts, one word in particular came up, I want to say yesterday, and that word was contentment. Oh, God. Now, by Google definition, the word contentment means a state of happiness and satisfaction. And when I tell y'all, I knew the Lord was talking about me. I knew it, because my problems, every problem that I have brought to God, like every issue that I have brought to God, every time I've had something, you know, just plaguing my mind and causing me to be upset, everything that I brought to God regarding that has been a lack of happiness, a lack of satisfaction, a lack of fulfillment. And when I was ranting yesterday, mind you, I went and vacuumed out my car yesterday, and I was just feeling some type of way. I'm like, man, I'm tired of this routine. I'm tired of this life. I'm ready for my new life. I'm ready to just, you know, soar, right? I'm ready for something to work. Tired of being disappointed. Tired of, you know, being discouraged. Like, what's up? What you got for me, Lord? As I was sitting there ranting and just trying to, like, figure out, you know, and anxiety kicking in, I'm trying to figure out and calculate, okay, how can I get myself out of this situation? How can I do something? Like, I need to do something. I need to pursue something. I need to blah, right? And as I was in that moment, the Lord literally spoke to me and said, you don't know how to be content. And I was like, first of all, clocked my tea. Ain't that what the young kids say? The Lord clocked my tea. Okay. And it shut me up. It shut me up. It stopped me dead in the middle of my tracks. I shut up. I turned the music off. I rolled back home in silence, thinking about that word, contentment. And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. I guess we're about to go down another path of healing. I guess you are bringing something else to the surface. I guess I'm going to have to do some studying. And so I did, as you all, y'all know, when God be clocking my tea, it be like, okay, well, what you got for me in this word? Because that is the only source that I trust. Amen. So in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, and this is Paul talking to the church of Philippi. He says, for I have learned. Okay, it was a process. Paul had to go through a process. Paul, y'all already know who Paul is, right? He had to go through a process where he had to learn to be content. For I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. Me too, Paul. And I know what it is to have plenty. Me too, Paul. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry. Not me being hungry this afternoon. Not me wanting some Chick-fil-A and had literally $5 in my account. Not me being hungry. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just go cook some food. Let me just go eat what's in the house. Because it's not like the Lord didn't provide the need. I just want. Oh, we're going to get into all of that. Anyway, Paul said, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Now, we all know that the word is, you know, powerful. We know that just gave me so much power. But for some reason, for me, it be the context. Like, it be the stuff that be below the scriptures. Like, the commentary, the stuff that goes more in depth after reading the scripture, right? These people said Paul was content because he could see life from God's point of view. Paul had special vision. Paul had them special eyes. He could see stuff that we are failing to see. It also says he focused on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should have. If I could show y'all the little clock and tea symbol right here, like the little hand gesture, if I could show y'all. It says Paul had his priorities straight. My God. He detached himself from the non-essential so he could concentrate on the eternal. My God. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Now, the context says we let ourselves become anxious and discontent over what we merely want. Again, with that word. And it also asks the question, am I a slave to my desires? Let me close my notebook. Hold on. Y'all heard that? Because I feel gathered. I used to have a hard time understanding why would God give you a desire of your heart and then make you wait a decade and then make you wait eternity to see its fulfillment. And that started to bother me. It really started to bother me. Mind you, it didn't start to bother me until God gave me a glimpse, until God allowed me to experience a part of what he said, right? It wasn't until I started to get further and further into my purpose, you know, operating in, you know, my gifts and doing this and doing that. It wasn't until I experienced some of it that mindset just kind of like took over, like my head and my heart. It was like, I'm getting mad. I'm getting upset. Why is you showing me this? Only for you to let me have a glimpse of it, let me experience it for a little bit, and then take it away, and then make me wait some more, and then reveal to me that I need to be healed. Like, it feels like a game at this point. But then I realized something. When I first came to God for real, I didn't care about nothing. I didn't care about nothing to do with my purpose. I didn't care about no career. I didn't care about any of that. I only cared about God, period. I only, like, let me get in this word and experience him. Let me just experience Jesus for real, because this is a feeling that I've never felt in my life before. I'm healing. God is exposing some things in me, and you know, our relationship is getting deeper, and I'm just growing, and I'm growing in my knowledge of him. Like, that was the part that I enjoyed the most, right? And so as God, you know, started uncovering my purpose and showing me, you know, glimpses of what it is going to be, I started to cling on to that. And the more I clinged on to the vision and the pursuit, the more I clinged on to it, it became more about the pursuit and less about God. And for me, being back in this place where I am physically, I have been having these, you know, thoughts and emotions, or this revelation come to the surface, as if y'all know how the purification process is. We're gonna get into it. Y'all know how when you get to a breaking point, You know what has to happen in order for you to get to a breaking point. You know, if you put enough water in a pot, it's going to start spilling over. I think that is a clear indication of like the purification process. When you think of the purification process, it's literally gold being made, right? But it has to get to a certain level of heat. Like the heat turns on and it starts purifying the gold. It starts purifying like the substance that makes the gold, right? And so in that process, all of the impurities come out. I think this is in Malachi chapter 3, or you could just Google it. But yeah, the purification process, like the impurities come to the surface, right? And this is something that God has been bringing to the surface. And I've been sitting up here like, one of those things being, Andrea, you used to be content. You used to know how to be content. Like before you started really wanting the things that I placed on the inside of you, before you started like paying attention and accepting and embracing these desires that I'm giving you, before you started really like accepting the call on your life, you were cool when it was just me and you in the room chilling, and you was on this podcast, not seeking any gain or anything like that, like not trying to make this into a lifestyle, not trying to make this into a business, not trying to profit in any type of way. Before all of that, before you started wanting the apartment, before you started wanting the marriage, before you started wanting the friendships, before you started wanting all of this stuff that I'm showing you, you were content. And it's not like God is showing us these things to like dangle a carrot in front of our faces and, you know, taunt us. He's not taunting us. He's just literally preparing us. It's like, imagine somebody giving you glimpses of your future and you only wanting the glimpse, not realizing there has to be a process. Like you skip over the process, you skip over the becoming part, because what I'm showing you, it is, I'm showing you this just to give you like a sense of peace. Like you do not have to worry about your future. This is the thing. You do not have to be anxious. Like God in his goodness is showing us these things so that we do not worry about the future, right? He gives us these dreams. He gives us these revelations and things on what the future is going to be, what our lives are going to look like, right? He gives us all of that. They got people reading tarot cards. They got people like tapping into demonic realms and this and this and that, like on psychic readings. They got people becoming psychics because they want to know their future. And all you got to do is sit down and open your Bible. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is fast. All you have to do is come into a relationship with God, and he will begin to give you the desires of your heart. But what happens is, when you have insecurities and when you are not healed from certain things, those desires become idols. God shows you something, and he probably showing it to you while you're in a season of isolation. As he is showing it to you, you are holding on to what he is saying to you, not discerning. God is preparing me for it. That's why he's talking to me about it. He's not necessarily talking to me about it because it's about to happen. He's talking to me about it because he's preparing me for it. He's not like in a rush to get you to where it is that he wants you to be. And that's not why he's constantly talking to you about it. He's constantly talking to you about it because he's preparing you for it. What our minds do is we start attaching ourselves to the outcome. Well, God, you talking to me about it, so just let it happen. You keep talking to me about it, so, you know, just make a way. And you're not, like, your heart posture is wrong. Instead of allowing God to prepare us for it and be in a state of preparation, that's the thing. The heart posture and the mindset isn't even in preparation. You're trying to get to the thing. You're trying to get to the outcome because you have attached yourself to what it can be. You've attached yourself to what it can look like or what it's going to look like. You've attached yourself to the outcome, not knowing. So now when God is talking to you about it, and God is still in preparation mode while you're sitting up here, you blowing past all of this. You in a whole nother mindset. God is approaching you with a preparation mentality, but you are in a rushing mentality. So anytime God presents new information or he keeps talking to you about the thing, you're starting to get upset. Your heart posture is wrong. You have not learned to be content. You have not learned how to be content in preparation seasons. You have not learned how to be content in waiting seasons. I'm talking to myself, clearly. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm just talking to myself. I just be on here. I be on this podcast. I just be talking to myself because, you know, none of y'all be going through this, apparently. You know, it's just me. Part of the reason why you may be in a rush to get to the place God showed you, part of the reason why you may be in a rush, period, is because you are being influenced by outside sources. I can almost guarantee you, as a millennial, you've had parents look at you, say you're laying on the couch watching TV, you know, catching a breeze, and they don't walk past you and say, you need to be doing something. You need to go get a job. You need to do this. You need to do that. Why are you sitting on my couch not doing nothing? You need to go do this. You need to go do that. Mind you, you're just trying to figure out life. You probably in your 20s. Because I can remember distinctly this happening to me when I was in my 20s. And for some reason, it stuck with me. It stuck with me. So anytime, you know, I feel like God is calling me to rest, or anytime I feel like I'm not being productive, I feel like I ain't worth a nothing. I feel like I need to be doing something. I feel like I need to be making a change in the world. I feel like I need to be ending world hunger. The expectations of other people are literally plaguing your mind as you find yourself in waiting seasons or in seasons of isolation, especially when God has you in a situation where you have to depend on other people, especially when you are in a situation where he has not opened up the door for you to get a job, or has not opened up the door for your business to soar and become successful. You may be in a season where you are experiencing lack. You may be in a season where you are experiencing not poverty, but like you're broke. You may not have a lot of money in the bank. You may be, you know, trying to figure it out, and you may be in your 30s. And the expectation of your parents and, you know, social media and people in general expecting you to be something, expecting you to become something, expecting you to have something accomplished, expecting you to live in pursuit, that causes you to veer away from God. That causes you to want to get yourself, Jesus, out of the isolation season too early. That makes you want to rush into the thing that God is calling you to, but you're not realizing you are being fueled by your circumstance. And going back to the whole contentment thing, like Paul said, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I'm in. Imagine Paul in prison, content with life. Imagine Paul on the boat, about to be shipwrecked, content. Imagine Paul about to get killed by the Roman Empire. I don't know if that's the real term for it, but and he content with life. Imagine. Oh, and even in I believe Philippians chapter 4, it was also talking about Paul had needs. Paul was out here doing the Lord's work and ain't had no money. Ain't have a lick of nothing. He had to rely on certain people and the disciples. They had to rely on other people. Imagine them having a need and them talking about, I'm content. This is the Lord's will for my life right now. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm content. I'm happy. I'm satisfied with life. That sounds wild. Because having a need and having a want is two different things. Having a need is, you know, having a place to live, like the essentials, right? Like the Bible says, the essentials, having a place to live, having food on your table, Having food in the refrigerator, having gas in your car, having other people help you with your bills, and this and this and that. Imagine not being content with that. Imagine not being content with the fact that God is providing your need, but you are so fixated on what you want. You want to be independent. So you're overlooking the fact that God is providing your need. You want to be living on your own. Because these people is crazy. I'm just saying. Imagine being in a season where you took care of yourself. You ain't had to ask nobody for nothing. I'm talking to myself. I'm sorry. You had to ask nobody for nothing. Pay your own bills. You're really independent. You're really like, you know, that girl. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing your thing. Imagine being in a season like that and then all of that taken away from you. Now who are you? Now that we're back to square one and you find yourself in an unfavorable circumstance, do you love yourself for real? Or did the pursuit cause you to feel a sense of worthiness? Did the pursuit cause you to have confidence in the thing that you were doing? Not in actually like who you are, but did the pursuit give you some sense of confidence in yourself to be able to take care of yourself? And now that you're not pursuing that thing anymore, you don't know how to be confident in yourself no more. Where's my confidence? Where is my self-esteem? Where is my worthiness? Where is my love for myself? Because when I was paying my bills, doing this, living my great independent life, I found, I love myself. I'm so proud of myself for taking care of myself, this and this and that. But now you're in a situation where you can't take care of yourself temporarily. Amen. You can't take care of yourself. Where'd the love go? Because now you're doubting. Now you're allowing the enemy to fill you with doubt. Now you're allowing the enemy to fill you with these insecurities. Now you're allowing your mind to go back to places of feeling worthless and broke. You calling yourself this, like just all of these negative things, right? And so God had to show me, like, you are not your pursuit, girl. Like, I've called you to pursue this, I've called you to pursue that, but there are going to be moments where I call you to rest. There are going to be moments where I call you not to pursue anything. That does not mean I've changed your status. That does not mean that I've changed my level of love and care for you. That does not mean that you are any less than you were. It doesn't mean, like, just because you don't have the title anymore, that's for somebody. Just because you don't have the title anymore, you're now looking at yourself and your circumstances and you're like, man, I used to be, you going back to the Wonder Years. I used to be up, man. I used to be, but you gravitated and you held on to a title. You held on to a position. You held on to the part of your life where you was up. But when you down, everything shifts. Everything shifts. And it's not supposed to. My God, it ain't supposed to. Paul said, I've learned how to become content in whatever situation I'm in. He said, I know what it is to have plenty. I know what it is to not have anything. And I'm still good. If we do not get to that point, I swear the enemy is going to read us for filth. We are going to get to a point where his voice is going to be starting to be louder than the Lord's voice, louder than his word. You're worthless. You're this. You need to go get a job. You need to, you know, make some money. You need to make a move. Anxiety. The enemy is speaking to you through your anxiety. And the whole time, God is telling you, it does not matter what season of your life you are in. You are still loved by me. You are still worthy. You are still enough. You are still emotionally stable. Like you are still who I've called you to be, whether you pursuing something or not, whether you have the pursuit in front of you or not. Jesus, whether you have the thing or not. We have to get to that point. I'm telling y'all this because one thing your mind will do is play tricks on you. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how emotionally stable you are, emotionally intelligent you are. I don't care. Your mind will begin to play tricks on you when you are not safe and secure in who you are and in who God has called you to be, who God says you are. If you don't start quoting them scriptures for real, if you don't start like talking to your situation and talking to your circumstance with a positive mindset, like if you're not looking at the negativity and reframing it and reshaping it and looking at it differently, what the word say? Paul had he was content because he could see life through God's point of view. We're looking at our own points of views. We're looking at our parents' points of views. We're looking at the world's point of view. We're looking at our insecurities' point of view. And we're not looking at anything from God's perspective. We're not looking at anything from God's view. If God is saying, I love you, whether you pursuing something or not, if God has you in a waiting season, if God has you in a season of isolation, that does not mean he took his hand off of you. That does not mean he's abandoned you. That you've done something wrong. Like your insecurities are just trying to plague you. Paul said, I took my eyes off of the non-essential and what I wanted so that I can focus on what I was actually supposed to do. I guarantee y'all, if we take our eyes off of what we want, going back to the Chick-fil-A today, I'm talking about something. I want some Chick-fil-A. It's food in the house, Andrea. It's food in the house. If we start taking our minds off of what we want, maybe God can continue the process of developing us. Maybe God can help our minds and our hearts get back to the thing. Because we've been distracted. We've been distracted with what we want. We are focusing on the wrong thing. Yes, you are called to do this thing, but not right now. And you got to be okay with that. And you got to be cool with that. Yes, that is your man. Yes, that is your husband. But y'all ain't together right now. You got to be cool with that. Going back to what I said earlier, y'all, this has been my biggest struggle. Because it also says, I forgot which scripture it was, but it also says, maybe what you pursuing after or maybe what you are wanting and desiring is actually going to, or you think is going to fill a void. You want the job, you want the title because you're tired of people telling you to get a job. You want to be married. You want the husband, you want the ring because you're tired of being single. You want the house. You want the apartment. You want the independence. Because you're tired of living in your current circumstance. You're trying to fill a void. And let me just say from experience, these kingdom spouses, I mean, they cool or whatever, but like God still got to develop them. Because when I got a glimpse, okay, when I got a glimpse, it wasn't even all that. Okay, when I was in my apartment, it was cool, but it wasn't even all that. All right, when I was at my job making my good money, y'all know I'm still a little bitter about that. But when I was at my job, and after a while, after 8 or 9 months, it was cool, but it wasn't even all that. It was cool. All I'm saying is, or all I'm trying to say is, you are not your pursuits. We are not our pursuits. We are on a different path, okay? Yes, God is calling us to big things. Yes, God is calling us to do X, Y, and Z, but we have to get better at being content. We have to. Because if we don't, we are going to constantly be at odds with God. Why aren't you allowing this thing to happen? Because it ain't supposed to. Oh, well, if it ain't supposed to be happening, then what do I need to be doing right now? Resting. Learning. Loving yourself. Even like healing. You know, ever since God done exposed me to project management and data analytics and things like that, I'm starting to look at things differently. In project management, There are certain processes that you implement for a project to be fulfilled, right? So there's process A, process B, process C, right? In one of those processes, there are what we call sprints, okay? Sprints are, all right, we need you to complete A, B, and C by this time. And we need you to just focus on this one thing so you can get it done within this time frame. And then after that, we can cruise a little bit until it's time for another sprint. That's what I feel like God got us on. I feel like that's what we on. I feel like God got us on a sprint. Yes, when God shows us something and he gives us permission to pursue and we pursue that thing, it's for practice, it's for development, it's for, you know, just exposing us to what it could be, you know what I'm saying? In his kindness, I would say, because he don't have to do that. He doesn't have to give us permission to pursue anything. Like, my music career, like, he did not have to give me the opportunity to pursue this last project that I did. For years and years and years of waiting to do my music, like, I've been waiting years to put out my own project, and he finally allowed me to do that. He didn't have to do that. But in my mind, I'm looking at it as, oh, that was a sprint. That was a sprint. That was a time where I needed to develop. That was a time where God was going to have me practice. That was a time where God was going to allow me to experience the vision. That was a time where God was going to prepare me. Because even in these sprints, I hope y'all are following me. Even in these sprints, you learn something. You gain something. Like, a piece of the puzzle was added on when you pursued the thing. When you pursued the thing, you thought, oh, this is the thing. And whole time, God was like, no, it was just a sprint. The project ain't even done yet, sis. The project ain't even done. We just started. You got some sprints to do throughout this process. And when these sprints are done, it's going to lead up to the project becoming finished. Yes, God is calling us to pursue, but don't get stuck at the pursuit. Don't stop pursuing after you get done with a sprint. Don't stop pursuing the full thing, the full vision, the whole overall, you know, vision. Like, don't get comfortable. Also, in your healing process, you may just be in a sprint right now. Yes, God exposed it. He uncovered the wound. Now he's healing it. But it's only temporary. It is literally a sprint. He just needs you to gather up whatever information you need. He needs to expose this. He needs to take this out. He needs to put this in. He's literally, this is going back to the whole, like, pit stop revelation that I gave. But he's literally allowing you to experience this and go through this, ooh, and endure the pain of what this thing is doing to you mentally, spiritually, emotionally. But he's only doing that so that we can get to the next thing, the next stage. He only has placed you in this situation so that he can heal this. Because this thing would not have gotten healed had you been busy. Had you been out there pursuing something. Your mind would have been on the pursuit and not on what actually needs to be healed on the inside of you. So, in God's goodness, can we start seeing God for, like, his goodness and his grace? Can we just stop, like, looking at God like he's mean and that he's, you know, he's whack? Because he's really not. God is not whack, you know. Now, his methodology, I'm going to be content, all right? Because that's the formula. That is the solution, being content. Because it's not like you can change your situation. It's not like, or you can change your situation if you are disobedient. If you rebel, if you get out of God's alignment, you can get yourself out of this situation if you wanted to in your flesh. But it will probably cause you to have to repeat the same lesson again. I hope I got my point across, because I feel like this message, this whole episode was all over the place. I apologize. All right. I don't know.
I don't even listen back to my podcast episodes. I just stop recording and I upload. So, you know.
But yeah, we are about to enter into a series of empty pursuits. It's time. Because the Lord has been dealing with me in regards to the types of things that I've pursued and the reason behind the pursuit. Yeah, we're going to get into that. So we're going to be starting a series called Empty Pursuits, and we're just going to get into it. Okay. That's all I got for you guys today. All right. I got things to do. Okay. I got to get on Substack. I gotta do what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, I gotta do what the Lord showed me. All right, I gotta get to where He actually has me going. Okay, all right, I gotta get on Substack. And who am I? I have 72 subscribers and counting. Literally, every single day I wake up, or really throughout the day, subscribers have just been coming. Like, I get notifications on my phone. And every single time I see somebody subscribe to my newsletter, and these be people I don't even know. Anytime I see somebody subscribe to my newsletter, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, okay, God. All right. You know, at first I wasn't sure about this whole Substack thing, but okay. I'm seeing some fruit, and you're clocking my tea per use. So yeah, shout out to all of y'all. So yeah, catch me on Substack. The link is in the description box if you would like to support me, okay, on a month-to-month basis with your subscription. Go ahead and upgrade, okay? Go ahead and upgrade to the paid subscription so you can get live sessions on the Substack, okay? Private messaging, a private group chat with other people who are subscribed, on the upgrade as well. And I am going to be sharing all of my Living in Pursuit coaching, life coaching material in that paid subscription. Because I'm just sitting on all kind of programs. I'm sitting on all kind of wisdom, all kind of revelation, all kinds of stuff that the Lord has given me throughout the years. And I'm just gonna give it all away. Amen. I'm going to be giving it to my paid subscribers, and it will be in the form of emails. So, yeah, all of the perks and everything, all of that is in the description box. And yeah, that's all I got for you guys. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye. Leave a review before we actually go. Leave a review. Okay? Leave a rating. Okay? So the people can know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. Okay? All right, I'm done.